adventures of Jungle Jim. The adventures of Jungle Jim, broadcast weekly over this station, are dramatized from the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement that comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million youngsters who enjoy the world's greatest comic and adventure pictures by the world's best artists to be found in every issue of the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Jungle Jim and Kolu, while hidden in a small closet in the cellar of Doc Beard's plantation house, discover one of the important secrets of the J7 gang, 100 cases of dynamite stored in the secret tunnel. This information has been relayed by Kitty to Colonel Barrett through two canal zone guards who were then detailed by the colonel to a 24-hour watch of Beard's house from a patrol boat on Gatton Lake, waiting for Jim's signal to close in on the gang of saboteurs. Kitty has just talked with Jim and said goodbye to him at the cellar door to the tunnel. And as she turned around, she is faced by the aroused chief of the renegade Indians, Pedro, who, with a long knife in his hand, demands that she talk and talk fast.
Mrs. St. John, what you do in cellar? Oh. Who you talk to? What? Who hit this guard on head? Knockout. I never see time woman can't talk. Only when she's so full of news it gets stopped up and can't come out.
How dare you speak this way?
I hear you talk to Umbra in cellar. You tell me who it was you hear.
I'll tell Doc Beard about this.
You tell nothing to no one. If you don't talk right now, I slit your throat.
Wait a moment, Pedro. Something very important just happened down there in the cellar. And I must see Doc Beard to tell him about it. Where is he?
You tell Pedro what happened.
I can't. This is only for Doc Beard himself.
Pedro know everything Doc Beard know. Oh. Even the big secret, like you say. Doc Beard will tell to Pedro. So you no tell, eh? I know why.
Oh, I knew you would understand.
I understand, you lie. You she-wolf. You all finished lying. I cut your tongue out.
Help! Help!
Come here.
Help!
You can yell all you want. You lie no more.
Mrs. St. John.
Oh, that's the man you talk to, the yellow Indian. I get you.
Here, missy, upstairs. You go outside. Yep. I come right up, too.
All right.
So, big hero, fight woman, eh? How you like this? Missy St. John.
Oh, are you all right, Colonel?
Sure, missy. We got to work fast. Oh. Come on. This house not safe for you. I find place for you to hide in bush.
No, Colonel. Jim wants me to wait here for him until 3 o'clock. And if he doesn't return, I have to signal Colonel Barrett's men who are patrolling the lake.
If Juan Jim say so, it must be, missy. I better tie up that Pedro. When he come to, he be crazy. Can't tell what he do.
Colo, look out! Pedro, he's throwing a knife!
No, I get you both.
You stay back, missy. Colo, all right.
I kill you both. You Indian fighters. Sing up, come punning. Oh!
Drop that knife or I break your arm.
Kill you, yellow Indian!
Just hold him 1 second, Colo!
Good work, missy.
Dirty beast. Served him right.
He pretty strong fellow, missy. But now he fix good. He not move for a long time.
We'd better tie him up, Colo. He might be hours before Jim returns. We've had enough for Pedro for now.
I get rope, missy.
Oh. Pedro, you and your filthy band of spies will be chased out of the canal zone before Jim is through with you.
Mrs. St. John, another guard on step inside. Who knock him out?
Jim did that job. I guess we'd better tie up both of them, Colo.
You help me see.
Yes.
Here. That's right. You take feet.
All right.
Fine. Now we turn him over.
Oh, don't carry him alone, Colo. I'll help you. There. Oh. Now this one, Colo. And we're safe for a while.
Sure. I take him quick.
All right, there.
Got hands now. Good. Kolo no like, missy. You alone here, not safe.
I'm just as safe in you as you and Jim traipsing through jungles filled with bushmaster snakes and black widow spiders.
Who tell you that, missy?
Doc Beard.
Oh, he tell big story, missy. Snake don't touch man unless he be bothered. And he never throw knife like that Pedro. Kolo like jungle better.
Well, Kolo, safe or not safe, I have to stay till Jim returns. And if he doesn't come, I have to give a signal from the house.
Those two stay a long time. You see, I know where Doc Beard keep guns. Come on.
I have my own revolver upstairs.
Here be plenty more, all kinds. Automatics and even one Tommy gun. Here. You know how to use this one, missy?
Yes, Kolo. Jim showed me how to use it.
Now you'll be all right, missy. If anyone asks question now, you answer with this gun.
Mm-hmm.
Then he don't ask no more question. I go find Jungle Jim in tunnel.
Goodbye, Kolo. And tell Jim I'm waiting for him.
Jim, down in the tunnel, following Doc Beard, had no inkling of the battle between Kolo and Pedro, nor of the abrupt termination of the fight by a well-aimed rock which Kitty cracked on Pedro's skull. In the meantime, the canal guard's patrol slowly passes and repasses Doc Beard's plantation house, on the watch for a signal that the time has arrived to close in on the gang.
Boy, oh boy, this show is a steady job. 24-hour duty and no relief. You want to take a nap, Don?
Who wants to take a snooze when something might be doing any minute?
Oh.
The only time you ever think of sleeping is when you're not at liberty.
Quiet, Mug. The way you look right now, you could do with a set of sleep yourself.
Well, Dave, this tour only has 6 more hours to go. Headquarters thinks that something ought to break before then.
It's nearly time for the next report, ain't it, Don? You better turn the shortwave rig on. Warm it up.
Time enough. Besides, what do we got to report? Patrol number 10 reporting. Nothing happened yet. And that lug up at headquarters will say, Patrol number 10, continue as ordered. Phooey. I'll be saying that in my sleep for a week.
Well, you're the one who wanted to join the intelligence department. Why didn't you tell that colonel to get some of his own crowd for this kind of a job? Intelligence department.
Yeah, I didn't hear you refusing. Maybe that gag of his about sergeant stripes was what decided you. You'd make a good sergeant. I never saw one yet that was a human being.
Uh-huh.
Oh, don't know as I want to be one. Sergeant, I mean,
Dave. Don't kid me, son. You'd like being a top kicker just as much as I would. Say.
Yeah?
Get those glasses. What's going on there at the door of the house?
There's that gal, Mrs. St. John.
Yeah?
Only not in a bathing suit this time. Say, she's a good-looking babe. You're talking to some Indian.
I'll turn the rig on. We got to report everything. Is that all that's happening? Just talk?
Holy mackerel.
Eh?
There's another Indian bigger than the first one. He's got a knife as big as a bayonet.
Yeah?
Hey, just threw it at the little one and missed him.
Hey, Patrol 10 calling headquarters. Patrol 10 calling headquarters.
Come in, Patrol 10.
A fight between two Indians on the lawn in front of Beard's house. Mrs. St. John's on the sidelines watching. Any orders?
Are you sure they are both Indians?
He says, are you sure they're both Indians?
Yeah, positively, both Indians.
Here, Don, take over.
Okay. Hey, John, they're both Indians, all right. And they're grappling over the knife and rolling all over the ground. The little one kicked it away. Well, now the big one rolled him over toward it. He's got the knife, the big one. But the little one's got the big fella tied in a knot. Now that Mrs. St. John just stopped the doings with a rock on the head of the big one. Hey, can we go in, John?
Boy, oh boy, what a swell mix-up. I hope they'll let us go, huh?
Stay on your patrol as ordered. Continue report of events in front of Beard's house.
Okay. Well, the smaller one went in the house. He's back with a rope, and they're tying up the one who was knocked out.
Take a good look at that Indian. He's Kolo, assistant to Jungle Jim and a friend.
Yeah? Well, they're carrying the one tied up into the house. Well, that's all.
Continue on patrol. Watch house more carefully than ever. Report everything. Headquarters signing off. That is all.
That is all.
Yeah, that is all.
Nothing ever disturbs those guys up at headquarters. Gosh, I wish they'd let us go ashore. That was a swell rumpus while it lasted.
Yeah, while it lasted.
But you should have seen that gal smack the big one with that rock. Boy, what a wallop, and what a gal.
Ah, yeah, what a gal. That's your trouble. You'll never learn. Why, they can all throw things. You remember little Conchita, when she let you have it in that chair on the back of your neck?
Never mind little Conchita. Remember the orders. Continue the patrol and report everything.
As soon as Kolu had Pedro and the other guard safely trussed up and locked in the closet in Beard's house, he made certain that Kitty was well-armed and for the moment safe. Then Kolu entered the secret tunnel through the cellar to meet Jungle Jim near the cave. He stumbles along the dark, damp, unlighted passage.
Don't move. One step nearer and I shoot.
Tuan Jim. It's me, Kolu.
Kolu, what are you doing here? You know I wanted you to guard the cache of explosives near the house.
Tuan Jim, I have to come. We have little trouble.
What's wrong? Anything happened to Kitty?
No, Tuan. Kitty happened to Pedro with big rock.
What are you talking about?
After you follow Doc Beard in tunnel, I hear Kitty scream. Go up in the house. Pedro, he say he cut Kitty throat. We fight all over front porch. He tough fellow, that Pedro. But Mrs. St. John, she stopped fight with rock on Pedro's head.
Good girl, Kitty. She's really all right, Kolo.
I'd rather have her in fight than any two men, except you, Tuan.
Too bad that rumpus had to break out, Kolo. Did you arouse anyone else in the house?
No one see Tuan. No one at house but Pedro and one guard. But now both tied up like nice bag of meal. Only person around on guard boat far out on lake. They no stop.
Well, I guess Kitty's safe enough now, so...
She plenty safe, Tuan. She got Tommy gun.
Well, you better stay with me, Kolo. I'm not sure we've discovered all of the plans of J7 yet. For the life of me, I can't see how we can plant that amount of explosive anyplace where it can be set off.
Yes, Tuan. Too many guards on locks in every place.
I know what you can bet, Kolo. He hasn't got it stored there for fun. He's going to try to use it. But how and where?
Look, Tuan.
What?
Light around corner of that big rock.
Take it easy, Kolo. That's either Beard or some of the gang. What's that, Kolo? It sounds like a machine shop.
That crazy noise for tunnel, Tuan Jim.
Come on, Kolo. Anything can happen here. Kolo, wait. Let me take a look first. You keep down. Ah, so that's it.
What, Tuan?
Look there, Kolo. It all ties up now. That's J7's secret.
Don't miss the next exciting episode of The Adventures of Jungle Jim. Remember, you can follow these adventures in the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement containing the best full-color adventures and comic pictures. Remember, no other comic supplement can give you the top names of cartoon land like the all-star favorites to be found in the Comic Weekly. The whole family follows the fun and frolics of Jiggs and Maggie and the Little King, the immortal Donald Duck, as well as the exciting adventures of Flash Gordon and Jungle Jim. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million youngsters who every week find the greatest of home entertainment in the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. More thrilling adventures of Jungle Jim will be heard at this time next week over this station. Be sure to tune in.